answer your letters. So I'd always get a reply. Usually, no thank you. But, I mean, occasionally there was one. That's how I started. And it didn't cost me a single stamp because I was very broke. Just a bit of paper to write it on.
And you can hear him in action in a selection of programmes from the archives, including The Revenge, written by Andrew Sachs himself. This was the world's first radio drama without words, first heard in 1978. That's I Did It My Way, on Saturday morning at 9 and again at 7 p.m. on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Stories to intrigue you.
Some people call me the saint. ST, you know.
So you're the saint.
You think she would commit murder?
You know, I really do.
Funny stories.
Mrs. Hudson, did you make contact with the dead?
I should say I did. The medium snuffed it halfway through the seance.
BBC Radio 4 Extra, the digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4 Extra.
The men from the ministry have done no work for a month following Lennox Brown placing their obituary notices in the staff magazine, so Lamb orders more crosswords and jigsaws to keep them occupied. Then they get embroiled in a sculpture which depicts hope over despair, and rather a lot more, to the amazement of even the sparrows in the park. It's an episode called Where There's a Will, and it's from 1980.
Time to meet the men from the ministry. We're off for a walk in the Whitehall Wonderland with Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Guiler. British civil servants are renowned for ability, probity, loyalty, and indeed for all kinds of tea at all times of day. But ministry life isn't just a tea party. There are problems to face and puzzles to solve.
Hello, Harridges. Could you send round another dozen crossword books and 10 more jigsaw puzzles? Yes, we've almost finished the ones you sent yesterday. That's right, the General Assistance Department of the Ministry. Goodbye.
Well done, too. Here we are, the General Assistance Department, poised to help anyone who needs us, and we've had no work for a month.
Your clever idea with the staff magazine must have helped. I mean, getting our names in the obituary column.
Well, plus Sir Gregory being off on his fact-finding tour of Capri.
Well, let's finish off this jigsaw puzzle before the new ones come. This Tower of London's rather tricky.
Oh, glory.
Can't we just ignore it?
Might be work.
Exactly.
Well, on the other hand, it could be something important. I'd better take it, I suppose. You get on with the job.
OK.
General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown.
Ah, so you're there.
Ah, Sir Gregory, yes.
Got back from a tour and heard some story you were dead.
Oh. Greatly exaggerated, son. Printer's error in the staff magazine.
I have an important job for your department. I suppose you're doing nothing at the moment.
On the contrary, sir. We're working on one of London's historic buildings.
Department of the Environment, eh? Well, strange, they didn't mention it. There's new things come from them.
Well, it's a bit hush-hush, sir. A lot of gaps still to be filled in.
Have you heard of Sir Hugh Jager?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. Don't know a thing about him. Never heard his name at all.
Millionaire industrialist. Died recently.
Oh, dear. We'll miss him.
Jager's left a large fortune to the government for scientific research. Huh. But there's a condition in his will. He wants a statue erected on a particular spot in Hyde Park, a place which apparently marked a turning point in his life.
Really, Sir Gregory?
Jager's special achievement should be marked in the place indicated, but environment are snow number at the moment, so you're to handle the project.
Perhaps I could have more details, Sir Gregory.
You'll get them from Jager's solicitors. Foot, Freeman and Foot.
Looks like this solicitor's going to be late.
Perhaps they're not putting their best foot forward.
Funny business, you know, wanting a statue of yourself in Hyde Park, isn't it?
Very odd. Considering the state of most of London's statues, I'd want my statue indoors.
There's a Mr. Foote to see you, sir.
Ah, the solicitor at last. Yeah, show him in, would you, Mildred? And see if you can find a map of Hyde Park.
Righty-ho, sir. Mr. Lennox Brown and Mr. Lamb are ready to receive you, if you'd care to reveal yourself.
Oh, thank you. Good morning, gentlemen. I am Grenville Foote, solicitor to the late Hugh Jago.
Really, yes. Well, I'm Lennox Brown, and this is my number two here. This is Mr. Lamb.
How do you do?
We were expecting your senior partner, Mr. Rupert Foote.
I'm afraid he was deceased some time ago.
Oh, dear. They've got one foot in the grave.
I take it you have the general picture. Sir Hugh has left £100 million for government research, provided his memorial is erected at a specified place in Hyde Park.
Yes. Well, may we know why this particular spot was so important to him?
Oh, of course. As a young man seeking his fortune in London, he had many disappointments. One day, after spending his last shilling on lunch in a park cafe, he walked dejectedly on the grass, wondering if the time had come to throw it all up.
That park food never changes.
Well, he lay down in the shade of a large oak tree to contemplate his predicament. And suddenly, an acorn fell on his head. He thought about this for a moment and realized he had made a momentous discovery.
Just a moment. You're not going to say he discovered gravity?
Oh, no. He would have done, of course, but someone else had already done so. No. Hugh Jago was the first man to see the possibility of dropping explosives from the air.
Really?
But he always ascribed his success to that moment under the oak tree. And that is where he wanted his memorial.
It's to be a statue of Sir Hugh, is it?
No. He desired the portrayal of an idea.
Oh.
Hope overcoming despair.
I'll just make a note of that. Hope overcoming despair. We don't get much of that at the Ministry.
Now, where exactly is this tree, Mr. Foote?
You'll find it from the directions in his will. Here is a copy of the relevant paragraph.
Oh, yes.
The memorial is to be executed by a leading sculptor and must satisfy Lady Jago, who will perform the unveiling ceremony on May the 15th, which was Sir Hugh's birthday.
Oh.
Unless all these conditions are met, the legacy is forfeit.
Oh, good Lord. Well, I mean, that only gives us 6 weeks.
Quite so. Well, perhaps I should leave you now.
Then we can get on with our planning and you can get back to your soliciting.
Well, thank you for calling. Good day, Mr. Foote.
Oh, good day, gentlemen.
Here's the map of Hyde Park you asked for, sir.
Oh, thank you, Mildred.
Yeah, you better let me do this one. I was rather good with maps in my Boy Scout days.
All right, too. Here are the directions from Jago's will. Go on, surprise me.
Right. Now, spread the map out on the desk flatten it down nicely. Oh, dear, this bit won't go flat.
What?
You've left your teacup underneath, Mr. Lamb.
Oh, yes. Silly me. Yes. There, that's better. Now, what does he say? I left the cafe by the east gate that's here, turned right, walked for another 2 minutes. Oh, yes, according to my calculations, he finished up here. What does he say? At this point, I lay down tired and miserable. There, that's the place.
Yeah, I'm not surprised he was miserable.
Why?
He's lying in the middle of the lake.
Yes, I see this blue bit here. Well, perhaps I turned left instead of right. I'll start again.
Oh, don't bother please. No. It might be quicker to go down to the park and find the place for ourselves.
Oh, good idea. It's a lovely day for an outing. One, you've got Sir Hugh's instructions. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. According to this, it's that tree there. Glory.
And that is why I say to you, brothers, we are being cheated. Are we going to stand by and let them grind the faces of the workers? What about our rights? The left is right. We've no rights left, right? What we want is more work and less of it. He talked to us. Stand firm and keep moving.
Oh, dear. You really think that's the tree?
Well, it must be. It's an oak, and it's where Jago said.
Yeah, what's that loony doing on his little box?
Well, we're almost at Speaker's Corner, Mildred, where everyone has the right to open his mouth and put his foot in it.
Well, there you are, brothers. We shall not be moved. Are there any questions?
Yes.
What is it, brother?
Would you mind going somewhere else?
Go somewhere else? What are you on about?
I'm afraid this spot has to be marked and measured for a new government project.
Not on your wedgie, mate. This is my pitch.
You'll have to move eventually, I'm afraid. We're having a statue put up there.
Oh, now you're not, mate. You're one of them, aren't you? The time has come for revolt, brothers. And I, for one, am revolting.
Now, look, couldn't you just move your pitch over there under that other tree?
No, I couldn't, mate. That's Temperance Fred's pitch over there. Temperance Fred. You'll see, he'll be down here soon as the pub's closed. Now, why don't you put your statue somewhere else?
It has to be here. A famous man lay down here and was hit by an acorn.
We'd better go ahead and mark the tree, too.
Oh, no, you don't. You sure won't.
But I'm sorry, but we have to move aside.
Now, look, I warned you.
Now then, what's all this?
They're trying to break up the meeting, Constable. They're bowler-hatted punks.
I see. Well, I'm afraid I'll have to ask you three to move along.
Now, look, this is ridiculous, officer. We're here on a job for the Department of the Environment.
Oh, yes. And I'm the Archbishop of Manchester.
How do you do, Your Grace?
Now, come along, please. You're stopping the audience from hearing the speaker.
Except us three.
That doesn't make any difference. Move along and don't give any more trouble.
Quite right, Constable. You run them in. There they go. Now then, brothers, as I was saying, there's now justice in this country. Thanks to the vicious Gestapo methods of the police, freedom of speech is suppressed.
Well, that's the nearest I've come to being run in since the moths put a hole in my bathing suit. Just by the left knee, it was.
Well, the police have a job to do, too. It was quite unnecessary for you to cling to the railing, shouting, "Give me liberty or give me death."
But what are we to do about revolting Fred?
Well, we'll pass that problem to the Department of the Environment. Mildred, send them a memo, would you, telling them where to put their statue.
And to have the plinth in place by the end of the month.
Righty-ho, sir.
Now, our next job is to commission the statue itself. Has the Arts Council sent that list of recommended sculptors?
Oh, yeah, it's here, sir.
Ah, thank you, yes. Let's have a look here. Arthur Morris, a young artist noted for his unusual models. Oh, he doesn't sound very suitable.
I think the word should be murals one.
Very well, then, Arthur Murals.
That's better. Though, mind you, a lot of these artists do lead shocking and outrageous private lives. Lucky devils.
Well, it says he's abroad till the end of the year. And so is this next fella. So they're no good.
This could be the chap for us. Stephen Klink, outstanding modern sculptor. Does work of earthy candour, profound significance, and crystal clear obscurity.
Well, what does that mean?
It means he does those funny things with titchy heads and holes in the middle.
I don't know. Sounds a shifty bohemian to me. No, I prefer the sound of this next chap, you know.
Sir Rodney Cargill, sculptor of the traditional school, noted for his classic style.
Great, yes.
I think we should see them both, in case one isn't available. I mean, there's no one else on the list, and there's not much time.
Yes, good idea. Now, let's see, their addresses are here. I can't say I'm looking forward to this visit, too. From his work, I'd say this fella Clink's an absolute bounder. Sort of chap who goes to bed in his underwear.
You have to make allowances for genius, one.
Well, I can't see any genius about those stone atrocities in the pictures you showed me. The only one that meant anything was the thing that looked like a vacuum cleaner.
That was mother and child at dusk.
Well, if his mother looked like that, what can you expect?
Ah, there's number 20 now. Driver, would you stop here, please?
Well, I suppose one should see how the other half lives. Though when I joined the civil service, I didn't expect to hobnob with a yob.
Good Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Where from the ministry, Mr. Clink?
I am the butler, sir. Mr. Clink is awaiting you in the smoking room. Please come in, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you.
May I take your hats, umbrellas? Oh. This way, please.
Yes.
The gentleman from the ministry, sir.
Ah, do sit down, gentlemen. You'll take tea, Mr. Rabb?
Yes, please, Mr. Yob. Mr. Clink, yes. My name's Lennox Brown, and this is my assistant, Mr. Lamb.
How do you do?
How do you do? Well, take a dish of tea, please.
Certainly, sir. The silver server, sir?
Oh, yes, I'm sure that'll do. Our guests won't want to stand on ceremony, Bosanquet.
Very good, sir.
Had your letter, gentlemen. Very good of you to think of me for the Jago Memorial.
Well, it was obvious to me that you were the ideal candidate, Mr. Clink.
Thank you.
I am, of course, a great admirer of your atrocities. your masterpieces.
Kind of you to say so. Alas, it won't be possible. Question of time, I'm afraid.
The memorial has to be unveiled on May the 15th.
So I understand. Only 6 weeks, you say.
6 weeks, yes. But, I mean, looking at your works, I wouldn't have thought they took too much time. that is, don't misunderstand me. Well, I mean...
Don't apologize. You're absolutely right, Mr. Lennox Green. Or black or yellow. I do them in an afternoon, you know. Wouldn't do for my public to know that, though. So I can only produce two a year. My present work is the piece you see in the garden.
I like that very much.
Oh, do you really? I loathe it. Hate all this modern stuff, as a matter of fact, still. That's what sells, you see.
But what about your magnificent mother and child at dusk?
Oh, hideous. Reminds me of a vacuum cleaner.
Mr. Clink wasn't what you expected.
Not quite, I must admit. Completely bogus, of course. For basic decency, you'll find Sir Rodney Cargill in a different class.
Cargill must be a bit of an old fuddy-duddy. You can understand everything he does.
Staunch traditionalist, too. A gentleman of the old school, I'll be bound.
He hasn't answered our knock. I'll try again.
6:15. Well, I expect he's setting up the cocktails. Now, this is your chance to see some really gracious living.
Oh, good.
What is this?
Good afternoon. We're for... Oh, I'm sorry to catch you in your pyjamas. We wanted Sir Rodney Cargill.
Oh, that's me.
You're Sir Rodney Cargill? I do apologise for getting you out of bed.
It's all right. I was just going to get up and fry a kipper. I'll do one for you. Have you had breakfast?
Actually, we just had tea. We're from the ministry. We've called about the Jago Memorial.
Oh, yes. Come in. Olga said there was a letter about it somewhere. Let's go in the studio.
All right, Bridget, I'll see to it. Now move those dirty plates off the sofa and sit down.
Thank you. Yes. Well, we thought, my assistant here thought, you might be a suitable sculptor for the Jago Memorial statue.
No, I can't be bothered at all. Hello. Here's today's post.
Are you sure? I mean, there's a good fee.
The thieving swine. Look at this booze bill. Oh, Lord. Telephone account. Gas as well. Oh, that's very high. Ah, sure, that'd be when Natasha tried to gas herself. Well, it looks like I'll have to be doing your statue after all. When's the thing to be done?
It's to be unveiled on May the 15th, and it has to depict hope overcoming despair.
All right, then.
Sir, Mr. Foote is here with Lady Thing about tomorrow's memorial ceremony.
Oh, yes, show them in, Mildred. Yes. Two, sit up straight. Yes. Put that crossword away.
Good morning, gentlemen. I don't think you've met her ladyship.
Indeed not, no. A great pleasure to meet you, madam. I'm Lennox Brown, and this is Mr. Lamb.
How do you do, Lady Thing?
I beg your pardon.
Do sit down, Lady Jago.
I wish to be sure that all arrangements are complete for the ceremony.
Ah, yes, indeed, the arrangements. Yes, all neatly buttoned up, madam, all taken care of. That is almost, yes.
May I ask what you mean by almost? The unveiling of the statue is tomorrow, is it not?
Rest assured, the ceremony is all arranged, the seating's planned and the plinth is in place.
Good.
Yes, good. However, there is one tiny detail not yet completed. Well, now, how shall I put it?
We haven't got the statue.
Yes, that puts it very neatly. We haven't got the statue.
You haven't got the statue, but it was clearly stipulated that it should be done by tomorrow.
The sculptor's finishing his work today, you see. Then it'll be put in place this evening, ready for tomorrow.
He needed the whole 6 weeks to do a perfect job.
Ah, was he inspired by the project?
Oh, more than that. I'd say he was intoxicated. Well, he was last time we saw him.
I'm very glad to hear it.
The Arts Council wanted us to use someone modern, but we felt you'd prefer something instantly recognisable.
Certainly. I believe when you can't make out what a statue means, it should be banned at once in case it's something improper.
Ah, indeed, yes.
I think that covers everything, Mr. Foote.
You're quite sure you have the exact spot Sir Hugh wanted?
Yes. Oh, we had a bit of trouble getting hold of it. It was being used by one of the Hyde Park speakers.
How did you get rid of him?
The Arts Council sent him on an American lecture tour. Talking on the British way of life.
Then everything's in hand. Lady Jekyll, we'll cut the tape and unveil the statue, and the legacy will go to the government.
I shall now return home and prepare my speech.
No need to bring your own scissors. We're taking the office pair.
Well, what an alarming woman, too. Kept frowning at my pelargonium, and now it's wilted.
I do hope Cargill finishes that statue in time.
Oh, he will. He knows he won't get paid if he doesn't. They'll have it installed by 6 o'clock.
I say, why don't we all stroll down to the park just after six and have a look at it? There it is, one. Cargill hasn't let us down.
Excellent, yes. Already just in time. Yes. Sir Gregory will be pleased.
I like the look of it, don't you?
Very striking, very striking. Just the right size and shape. What do you think, Mildred?
I wouldn't like to say until the covers come off.
We can't move the cover, can we? I mean, it's there for the unveiling ceremony.
I suppose we could just take a peek underneath. I'd like to see what hope overcoming despair looks like.
Well, I don't see why we shouldn't pull the cover off. I mean, we can put it back afterwards.
Yes, no one would know. In fact, we could rehearse tomorrow's opening ceremony.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure that we should.
Oh, you know, come on. Bags me being lady thing.
Oh,
now,
dear me.
Where's the ripcord? Ah, here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, little did I think when I began this short speech that it would last for 2 hours. However, I now have great pleasure in unveiling this statue and naming it... Oh, good Lord!
Good grief!
Good night!
I suppose that gentleman's hope and the lady's despair, but... thought they'd be quite so... Mildred, don't look. Avert your gaze.
Oh, it's all right. I have seen that kind of thing before, but never paid for by the government.
I mean, she's got absolutely no... Oh, too, this is terrible.
I suppose they're Greek gods and goddesses, but I never realised Greek gods and goddesses were quite so... Had quite such...
Ear. They must have been fun times to live in.
What will Lady Jacob say when she sees this? Remember her words, it must give a clear message without any impropriety.
Well, it gives a clear message, all right, but she's not going to care for the... or for the... even the sparrows look amazed. Shoo that one away, Mildred. What a rude place to perch.
But what can we do? I mean, if Lady Jago sees this statue, the government can say goodbye to their 100 million.
I doubt if we could get another one done in time, and we couldn't postpone it. Lady Thing would create havoc.
Oh, yes, she'd go absolutely right.
What?
Create havoc. I've got it, too.
Yes.
That's our only hope. Quick, there are some sledgehammers in this workman's trench.
Good gracious, you mean knock it about? Sir Rodney wouldn't like that.
Never mind what Sir Rodney likes. You are too. You can have the heavy hammer. You'll find it easier to swing.
Oh, all right, thanks.
Now, where should we start?
Well, I suggest... I hardly liked... What about that bit there? Should we blindfold the gentleman first?
Come on, you silly idiot. Come on, let's get on
right,
with it.
Here we go.
Right, go on.
Now then, now
What's all this?
Lord, look out, one. Good evening, officer.
I seem to recognise you too.
Oh, good. We're from the ministry.
Yes, last time we met, you were breaking up a meeting.
Eh?
This time you're breaking up a statue. Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. You middle-aged delinquents are worse than the young ones. I'm afraid you'll have to come along with me.
But this is serious, officer. This statue is an offence to public morals. We have to alter it before tomorrow's opening.
Let's have a closer look at that. Oh. Disgraceful. Here, give me that other sledgehammer.
Here, right. Here,
right. Right. Thank you very much for helping. I really can't even. We've got to get the sledgehammer.
Ladies and gentlemen, little did I think when I began this short speech that it would last for 2 hours. However, I now have great pleasure in unveiling this statue and naming it... Good gracious! And naming it, for the moment at any rate, the Hugh Jago Memorial. Where are the men from the ministry? Where is Lennox Brown?
Charming speech, Lady Jago. I wish you could have spoken longer.
What is the meaning of that monstrosity? That statue is a shapeless heap.
What's happened to me statue? Someone's wrecked it. I can sue you for this.
We can explain everything, Sir Cargill. J.D. Lego, if you just give us time, a week perhaps.
Excuse me, where can I find the sculptor who did this work?
It's my creation, but let me tell you...
May I congratulate you, sir, on the finest piece of modern art it's been my pleasure to see. As United Nations Cultural Councillor, I'd like to have you work on our new UNO building. Name your own fee, of course. And Lady Jago, I greatly admire your vision in commissioning this bold and imaginative work.
I'm glad it turned out the way I planned it.
If you'd both care to join me for lunch, I'm sure we'll find much to talk about.
Thank you. Mr. Lennox Brown, I'll instruct my solicitor to proceed with the legacy.
Ah, yes, how very gracious of you, madam.
Thank you. My car is over here, Lady Jago.
Thank you. Sir Rodney, I'm very pleased with the way you carried out my instructions.
Ah, you're very kind. Perhaps you'd like to drop in my studio for a glass of stout, You're a very beautiful woman, did you know that?
Oh, you flatterer. Would Saturday be all right?
Well, all's well that ends well. Lady Jago's got her memorial, Cargill gets a contract, and the government gets its money.
Yes, but what do we get?
Oh, I didn't tell you, did I? Harridge's sent up a new set of jigsaw puzzles this morning.
Really?
10 famous statues. If we have lunch quickly, we can do one this afternoon.
Oh, you are clever, too. I feel very smart.
Turning to stone as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley and John Graham. The program was written and produced by Edward Taylor.
Next week, the bungling duo must enforce stringent regulations for oversized rhubarb. It's the country caper next week at the same time. Tomorrow at this time, making no money in showbiz, Tony Hancock sees his future in selling coffee. Mine's a double espresso.
On BBC Radio 4 Extra.
I told Boolin, I told them all, only one doctor can save my son. And that is you.
Well, it's very nice to be welcomed at last.
Tom Baker stars in 5 Adventures for the Doctor.
May I ask why you charming, gentle robots are paying us this unexpected visit?
Journeys through time and space.
Oh, what a blessed pickle we're in, Doctors.